Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the home of common sense computing.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, gotta go around. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let your spinning wheel spin.
All right, we're talking about Log Me In and some of the really, I think, aggressive business practices in Log Me In, maybe technically legal, where they're doing automatic billing. And if you look in their, service agreement, they talk about doing that. They don't inform you. They don't make an effort to inform you. They just do your billing and go. And then once they do that, you call them up and say, "Hey, sorry guys, I kind of wasn't paying attention. We need to not do that." They say, "Too bad." And they have, you know, I guess for me, the worst part is the attitude, where it really is very confrontational, really. And so, you know, I've gone back to my bank, and we'll see what ends up as far as that credit happening or not. But here's the point with Log Me In. If you're a Log Me In user, I mean, you can be aware. You may be a fan of Log Me In, as I was, and decide I'm going to go ahead and stay with them. And if that's the case, then just make sure that you make a calendar entry to remind you that at some certain date the re-up is going to occur, and you're going to need to make a decision prior to that whether you want to do that or not. Or cancel your account now and go to TeamViewer. TeamViewer also has a free and a pay version. They're also, I wouldn't say aggressive, but they're assertive in you know, asking you, look, if you're using this in a professional fashion, that you please pay for it. But it's a much more amiable sort of relationship with TeamViewer. And it's a great product. In fact, Steve and I were talking about it during the break. In a lot of ways, I like the TeamViewer. I'll tell you one thing. TeamViewer actually seems to be a little more responsive on a given internet connection. Log Me In, I've never really had problems with Log Me In, but once I go to TeamViewer, I've noticed that, because I still have clients that use Log Me In, so I have to use Log Me In for them. The screens don't seem to refresh as fast with Log Me In. But the biggest thing, I would not have changed if Log Me In had dealt with me more, in a more friendly manner. There's that old thing of, you know, there's, you know, you've heard of somebody that can sell ice to Eskimos. You know, if they had people that were trained in those sorts of qualities, if they would have said yesterday, "Mr. Mason, we're going to make this right. Our goal here is not to have you feel like you are captured. We want you to be a voluntary customer. Let's see what we can do and have a nice friendly discussion about this and come to some agreement." I would have been talking about how wonderful Log Me In was this morning. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
You know, what really is very analogous to this is your struggles and ongoing history and with AT&T.
Yeah.
Their service has been horrible, but their customer service has been fantastic.
You know, that is, and that you're absolutely
it
right.
It saved them from you jumping to someone else.
You're absolutely
over
right.
Over and over again.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I could tell you stories about AT&T that you would swear I'd have to be making up. It couldn't possibly be true. Some of the stupidity.
Yep.
But then when I get with the customer service people, that they have that attitude of, look, you're a customer of ours. We want to treat you right. We want you to feel like you're treated right. What can we do?
There you go.
Now, look, I don't know that they've lost money or not on me. I suspect they've made huge gobs. But there have been times over the years. I've been with them since 1997. There have been times where they have given me some real big credits. But well-deserved credits. And kept me from leaping, jumping ship.
Yep.
So, that's a great analogy. That's exactly what I was talking about in terms of Log Me In. If they had people that were trained to say, look, we want to keep you. You're important to us. We want you to be a voluntary customer, not captured, not a POW. And Log Me In hasn't done that. And We'll see. We'll see how much they fight that credit. I got a feeling they're going to fight it. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. So to finish that up, teamviewer.com. Big fan. Big fan. What else do we want to talk about? My goodness, all kinds of stuff. One of the things that's very important, well, I don't know how important it is actually to you, but if I were Apple, I'd be a little concerned. Looks like the new version of Android is actually more stable than iOS 8. They've quantified the number of, in various research tests, they've quantified the reliability and the percentage of crashes that occurs in Android Lollipop, the latest version of Android, in iOS 8. And it's actually Android, that version, in fact, is very slightly more reliable. It's always been something in regards to Apple that's been a big selling point, is because they control their OS and the software available on their OSs so tightly that it really benefits the customer. They don't have a bunch of half-baked software running, so it tends to be more reliable. Android and Windows, another operating system, not so much. Much more open, much less controlled, and some benefit in that regard. But also some price to be paid, and generally stability is one of them. So check out Android Lollipop if you're looking to kind of make a decision between Apple and Android. Which way do I go? And you haven't made your mind up yet. Looks like the Lollipop version of Android is very, very, we're just talking about a couple of tenths, superior to iOS 8 in reliability. Interesting. 866-821-8255. You've heard people talk about the dark web, right?
Oh. No, the dark side, but not the dark web.
The dark web.
Really?
Yeah, and it's funny because people act like it's a...
Is it Sith-driven?
Yeah, it's like a separate internet, and it's not. It's just kind of off the... There's no map. It's off the grid. Internet. No, it's not that.
Don't get too proud of this technological terror you've been...
But it is kind of like underground. You know, and it is not completely, but perhaps largely populated by criminal types. I mean, that's one of the reasons it's dark. Think about when crimes mostly happen. Even in the real world. At night, right? So
that's
nobody can
true.
See. They're going to break into your house, they're going to do it at night, usually. Where, when you're talking about going to an alley and having a problem, it's usually a dark alley, right? same thing with the dark web. Largely populated by criminal types, not necessarily completely. But the DARPA, which is actually the organization that invented the internet.
Along with Al Gore.
Along with Al Gore. Forgot about Al Gore. Didn't even realize he was with DARPA then.
Yeah.
He was just a teenager. But... it's U.S. defense researchers is what DARPA is all about, called the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They've got a new project going on, or relatively new. They just announced it, looking into the dark web. It's a program called MIMEX. It's a three-year research initiative to develop software for domain-specific indexing of the web. It's kind of like a government Google.
Sounds fascinating.
It's like a government Google. But their goal is, primarily initially, to target human trafficking. So they've got to index and they've got to be able to do searches in the dark web that kind of rejects the Google searches, so they can do some law enforcement activities. Important work.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.